Once upon a time, somewhere in the most quiet place on earth, tales that never saw the light of day piled up on the oak shelf that stood gallantly by the side of a lilac painted room surrounded by the voice of a brown-haired, cream-skinned baby girl. She had just decided to become a storyteller every fortnight. And guess what? The oak shelf beamed so brightly as if to have been waiting for this opportunity. Come, join her on the tales she swore never to tell.
Never in the history of our existence do we think we could ever compromise our values, principles, the very things, attributes, characters we think, no, we believe are the foundation of who we are or have become would be questioned by our very selves. No one ever sees it coming until one split second, you're there already, Bailey said as she stepped out of the showers. She had spent quite some time in there, and after several knocks that started out gently then progressed from Ashley, it was a girl's vacation. One Bailey had tried severally to cancel as she went through her usual overthinking and overanalyzing circle, wondering what she had done to be worthy of taking 3 weeks all to herself. Happy always thought it was some weird thing that Bailey had never letting her guard down or appreciating herself enough, sometimes too much. It seemed as though Bailey always tended to the extreme of things and struggles with balance more often. Ashley stood there glaring at Bailey for a moment and finally said, "What are you on about this time?" Bailey replied quite sharply, "Oh, nothing, just something I recalled in the showers." Ashley thought to probe further with her glaring eyes at Bailey, but as usual, Bailey ignored, walking into the wardrobe of the magnificent suite they had rented on the Airbnb site for their Hawaii vacation. Ashley walked into the bathroom, but left the door open, hoping Bailey would continue, and yes, she did. That was one of the things Bailey had been slowly learning, to share her thoughts out loud, especially when she's with people she can trust. It was the weirdest one ever, Bailey started, as she sat by the dressing table. She could hear Ashley try to talk in the showers, so she put on her robe and drew and pulled one of the chairs close to the door. "I said it was one of the weirdest ones yet," she repeated. Ashley nodded as if to tell her to continue. "We never really talked when we hung out in groups. It has always been casual exchange of pleasantries, and that day was no different. Well, maybe at some point, things changed. Considering I had been drinking and had eaten a bit of brownies at the wedding after party in the car. The reception had ended and everyone was waiting for him and his brother so we could decide where we were going and how we'd all move. It took a while getting back, and as usual, when they arrived, it was the casual greetings that ensued. And plans were finalized and we all moved to the location for the after party." "Wait," Ashley interrupted as she stepped out of the showers. "His name?" she asked. "Oh wow," Bailey replied. "I always call him D, or rather that than what name I had heard others call him. Like I said, we didn't really have that close bond. We were like friends of friends of friends. Anyways, finally we noticed each other at the after party. I couldn't take my eyes off him, neither could he. me. I started wondering where all this had been, how I was just seeing this, what happened to my eyes all this while. They received enlightenment and yeah, greater light, Ashley said. They both laughed. Now Bailey was in the wardrobe picking out her outfit for the tour scheduled they had planned for the day. She laughed. Ashley leaned her head backwards and asked, "What's funny, ma'am?" "This was the dress I wore the wedding," Bailey answered. "Well, I must admit, I looked rather stunning that night, if I do say so myself." "I believe you," Ashley responded. "So what happened?" she asked in the same breath. "Well, the lounge was really great. We spent some minutes finding a good spot to sit outside because the speakers were everywhere. But then we finally went inside and got a spot. It was really a great place, at least. The interiors looked nice in my high state." "We sat and the guys made the order for booze and some grilled fish." Bailey was laughing so hard right now. Ashley gave her the eye as she laughed even more before she finally said, "I literally was the only one that almost finished 3 grilled fish." "I'm not surprised," Ashley replied. "Oh well, everyone was busy dancing and for some weird reason, I was really hungry and tired at the same time. But when I heard my song, I got up and dropped some moves while exchanging flirty looks at D. In that moment, I was actually starstruck because here he was giving me the same energy and vibe and he danced so well and cool at the same time. I barely looked anywhere else. My eyes were glued. I sat mostly dancing on the chair and after a night of flirting, he grabs me off the chair to dance and my oh my, his hands, oof. Wow. I kept wondering how I had missed all this. How I never noticed how soft his hands were. It was so beautiful, the way we danced. I couldn't believe it. You know how guys are only interested in grinding from behind and not putting in any work? He wasn't like that. In the 10 minutes we danced, I was alive, challenged. I mean, I was a bit sad when the guys decided it was time to leave. We walked out together, arms wrapped around each other, and in that moment, I wanted nothing more than to kiss him. "Stop giving me the eyes, Ashley. I can feel them from the back of my head." Ashley laughed. When we got to the car park, I took his phone, dialed my number, planted a peck on his left cheeks and got into my friend's car. I woke up the next morning to the most cheesiest text ever. Who texts at 6 a.m. in the morning to someone hungover with knock knock? I laughed so hard and went back to sleep. I mean, the sleep only lasted for about 30 minutes, after which we started texting. It was 1 month of the entire high we were open. I was opened. A real occurrence. And then we came tumbling down. I wanted him. He wanted me. But he belonged to someone else. And he wanted to play it safe by not leaving her since he wasn't sure he'd be happy with me. You know what the plot twist was? He wasn't even happy. I mean, he wasn't even happy with her either. I laugh now, but trust me when I say I was a mess then. Bailey's voice suddenly went low and shaky now. Ashley stopped putting on her makeup, turned to find Bailey lying on the bed facing the waves up the balcony or veranda. Bailey was particular about having the view of the beach. Ashley moved to the bed and sat by the edge. She tried rubbing Bailey's feet, but got shunned. I was really going to be okay being the other girl. All I wanted was him by my side and to be by his side. I just wanted him. He got me, and I suddenly wanted him all to myself, Bailey said with a shaking voice. In a split second, she laughed, turned at Ashley. Now that I think of it, would I have felt different if he was happy in his relationship? Would I still have wanted him? In all my years of existence on my terms, I would never have welcomed such a thought from anyone, talk more from me. I was shocked at myself, and that made me sad at the same time. I think I learned that it's really not about our values or principles or morals. It's more than that, because when it seems like you found the right person, it becomes hard to keep track of you owning up to the moral standards you've set for yourself, especially if they don't want the same thing. Interestingly, you never even know when you slowly start deviating and compromising till it hits you one day and you wonder who you've become all of a sudden. Bailey jumped up and went into the bathroom. She sat on the floor and let out a very loud sigh and then started crying. Ashley sat at the opposite side of the door and said gently, "Hey, I'm here." Sometimes my heart has no regard that it could be torn in a million ways. Chasing the high of sharing every single thing with that one person you think you found your connection with, or maybe a zinc. Yeah. But isn't that what we all generally crave for? That one person who gets us even when we can't figure it out ourselves. The one person who sees us even when we can't see it ourselves. It's his birthday today. A trip down from church to a send forth for a boss. It crossed my mind. He has a babe and she could be around. But then again, that was the seventh thought spiraling from "you should rest. You just had a shoulder dislocation." To "you should save funds till the next payday as you don't have enough." To "you should really go home. Just go home." To "his mom might still be at his place." I may want to start listening to myself more, but I guess I wanted to prove all my feelings had died with the apparent situation. I was wrong. Opening the door, the face of a light-skinned girl beamed up at me. While she was struggling to cut the rest of the red velvet flavored birthday cake, it hit me. I should have listened. I should have just gone home. It was too late now. I was in it. No escape. No lies. Get me out. I stayed laughing and calm and chilled. I maxed up the me that wanted to scatter the entire house, maybe burn it down, and stand on the debris and scream "love sucks." But I stayed smiling and cracked jokes even. What a joke I was. I sat there gushing, just then, and it dawned on me. Maybe I never even had a chance. She was fair, which seemed like the preferred complexion of the family, and I had come to find out. The revelation wrapped up in my vulnerability, I never stood a chance to have him. Broke my already torn heart. One more bandage to add to the group. There was nothing to say. I realized moments later that I may not even be ready to have anyone because I had barely had a hold of myself. I had walls I couldn't let God in, and because I didn't want to be vulnerable, I didn't want to be needy. And so I had the perfect mask on and I was good at it. In transit, as the breeze from the motorcyclist's speed hit my teary face, I knew I couldn't do a trail with any relationship at this point. I was at my last card, and if I wasn't getting married from the last relationship I was in, I wasn't getting married at all. I figured God knew this and decided that I had to figure it all out with him, of course. "I don't know how to let you in," was my response. "I don't know how to genuinely let anyone in anymore." It was all fun and games at this point. I need to heal. I don't know how, but I need it. Worst maybe that I don't even have an idea of what I am to heal from. It was all unclear and cloudy, and frankly speaking, there wasn't anything that pushed me to want otherwise. All I could think of right now is I should have just gone home.